Self-concept is a set of attributes, abilities, attitudes and values that a person believes defines who he or she is. Argyle suggests four factors that play an important part in the development of self-concept. Firstly, the reactions of other people. Children incorporate reactions and opinions of others into their self-concept. This is known as introjection, but it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. For example, when a parent says, "This is my youngest, Afraz. He's the naughty one, but he is so funny. We call him the family joker." If this is said often enough, it may become the way Afraz describes and thinks of himself. Secondly, comparing ourselves with others. Afraz says, "My brother is cleverer than me." Thirdly, past, present, and future roles that we play. Take the example of gender roles. Research shows that adults react to small babies who they think are boys in a different way to babies that they think of as girls. Adults use phrases like big, strong, clever for boys and cute, pretty, good for girls. Generally, many words used to describe boys are more positive characteristics. What's more, there are also differences in the way adults handle boy and girl babies. Fourthly, identification with models. This can be seen with the under twos when watching them play. They will often use gestures or repeat phrases heard at home in a parent's tone of voice. For example, "sit still" or "in a minute" when talking to dolls or teddies. They pick up on parents' and carers' behaviour as well and will often copy this in their play with others. All of this may have an effect on their self-esteem in both positive and negative ways.